in the Middle East.
Violence is about to escalate. Prime Minister Netanyahu warned Gazans to get out of Gaza City as the military prepares to step up its operations from the air and on the ground unless Hamas releases the remaining Israeli hostages and surrenders.
A deadly kissing bug disease is spreading across the U.S. CBS's Matt Piper reports the CDC says Chagas may soon become an endemic.
The parasite is found in the triatomine insect and is called the kissing bug because it bites people on the face. The insect has been found in 32 states, with 8 states reporting human infection, including California, where about 45,000 people in Los Angeles County may be infected with Chagas.
Symptoms include eyelid swelling at first. It can eventually include heart and digestive issues, too. They say for now, there aren't any vaccines or drugs that can prevent it. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Coverage varies by plan, view contracts and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
My car never breaks down, never breaks down, never, never breaks down.
When it comes to auto breakdowns, everyone has them, even Ludacris.
If your car is out of warranty, your next breakdown could cost thousands. But if you've got endurance, you can skip the bill and never pay out of pocket again. With endurance, you pick the mechanic you trust to do the work. Plus, your rate stays the same no matter how many claims you file.
I've had 5 claims for over $12,000.
If your car is under 20 years old, endurance has you covered with unlimited miles. Plus, 24/7 roadside assistance anywhere in the country.
So, who's going to pay for your next breakdown? You or Endurance?
Right now, get $300 off any plan, plus a year of elite benefits, a $2,000 value free, all backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. For your free quote, call 800-291-0628. 800-291-0628. 800-291-0628.
Two veteran quarterbacks had something to say after week one of the NFL season.
Aaron Rodgers got his new team, the Pittsburgh Steelers, into position for a 60-yard field goal to beat his previous team, the New York Jets.
I was happy to beat everybody associated with the Jets.
That dig was followed hours later by MVP Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills surging back from 15 points down at home late to beat Baltimore. Allen couldn't help but notice empty seats.
I mean, I think there's people that left the stadium. That's okay. We'll be fine, but have some faith next time.
Steve Kathan, CBS News.
In Germany, Oliver Strumpfell's attempt to recapture his Guinness World Record for carrying the most beer steins at once were recently shattered. He held the record in 2017 with 29. This year, he went for 31, but as the crowd cheered him on, several mugs fell and broke, leaving him soaked. Stacy Lynn, CBS News.
Meteorologist Rodney Price. Partly cloudy, a southerly breeze to the overnight as temperatures drop into the mid-50s. Quite a bit of sunshine Tuesday. We'll call it mostly sunny. Highs in the mid-70s. Wednesday, we'll see a mix of clouds and sunshine across the area. Highs in the mid and upper 70s. It's 60 at our studios.
Trying to get away into the night, and then you put your arms around me as we tumble through. gents are far on the queen in Memphis. She tried to take me upstairs for a ride. She had to heave me right across her shoulder. Cause I just can't seem to drink it off my mind. It's a honky-tonk blues. Give me the honky-tonk blues. I laid a divorce in New York City.
Radio Park to the Wind Point Lighthouse. Local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
All the leaves are brown.
listen what I say.
Making me cry, that won't be so hard.
say goodbye, I'll still go on loving you. Each night I ask the stars up above, why must I be a teenager in love? To Phoenix, she'll be rising. She'll find the note I left hanging on her door. She'll laugh when she reads the part that says I'm leaving. I've left that girl so many times before. By the time I make Albuquerque, she'll be working. She'll probably stop at lunch and give me a call. But she'll just hear that phone keep on ringing off the wall. That's all. By the time I make Oklahoma, she'll be sleeping. She'll turn softly, call my name out low, and she'll cry just to think I'd really leave her. Though time and time I've tried to tell her so, just didn't know I would really go.
I'm not sure if this is late night or early morning, but whatever you call it, we're still playing the timeless hits to get you to daylight. 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and 89.1 FM. WRJN.
When a parent sees their child smile, they see hope. Aleem hoped that his son Rajib would have an easier life than he had. You see, Rajib, just like his father, was born with a cleft.
But thanks to Smile Train, both father and son received free, life-changing surgeries, transforming their smiles into symbols of hope. To learn more and support the global cleft community, visit smiletrain.org/learn. Smile Train, changing the world one smile at a time.
WRJN.
We'll be right back.
since I met you. Seems I can't forget you. The thought of you keeps running through the back of my mind. Every time I'm near you, I get that urge to feel you. Just touching you and loving you makes everything right.
Years, you found WRJN right where we've always been at 1400 AM. And now you can also pull us in on FM at 99.9 in Racine and 98.1 in Kenosha, along with the Civic Media app anywhere you travel. Yep, the timeless hits were made famous on the AM dial, but that clear FM stereo ain't bad either. Local news and timeless hits now on WRJN AM and FM. WRJN.
be a dream that's lost from the hurt that you have caused. Everywhere I turn, seems like everything I see reflects the love that used to be. Reflections of the way life used to be. Reflections.
Radio Refreshed. WRJN.
Everybody's saying that there's nobody leaning on the little old lady from Pasadena.
Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news, featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
Say, all right, love is kind of crazy with a spooky little girl like you. You always keep me guessing, I never seem to know what you are thinking. And if a fella looks at you, it's for sure your little eye will be a-winking.
if I can't help falling in love with you, like a river flows surely to the sea, darling, so it goes. Some things are meant to be.
so you can see.
News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington, where the Trump administration has been handed a victory in its mass deportation efforts.
The Supreme Court's conservative majority lifted a restraining order by a lower court judge who found ICE agents were conducting indiscriminate stops in and around Los Angeles.
The Supreme Court put that ruling, that temporary restraining order, on hold while the case plays out.
The Supreme Court's 6-3 decision cleared the way for agents to conduct sweeping immigration operations in L.A. Torian Small, CBS News, the White House.
The administration insists an illustrated birthday note to Jeffrey Epstein from the president is fake. CBS's Scott McFarland tells us it was released by House Democrats Monday.
During an interview in July with Trump administration Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche, Epstein's co-conspirator Ghislaine Maxwell acknowledged compiling the birthday book.
It's been so long.
But alleged she didn't remember if Trump contributed to it.
What drives homelessness and poverty? A new AP NORC poll found that most U.S. adults think individual choices are to blame. And while the survey found fewer people point at the government for its lack of support, most also think it doesn't spend enough on those in need. Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu warned Palestinians to get out of Gaza City as the military prepared to step up its offensive from the air and ground unless Hamas released the remaining hostages. This comes after six Israelis were killed when two Palestinian gunmen opened fire at a bus stop in Jerusalem. Our Elizabeth Palmer with details.
At the scene, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said, "These attacks don't deter us.